This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, the times, they are a-changin'. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Can climate change change the climate of a Hurricane Katrina lawsuit? This case was brought by Hurricane Katrina victims against energy and chemical companies. The claim was the operation of these companies caused the emission of greenhouse gases that contributed to global warming, which in turn caused a rise in sea level and added to the ferociousness of Hurricane Katrina. The companies argued the plaintiffs had no standing to sue, and even if they did, their claims involved political questions beyond the reach of the courts. The court that first heard the case agreed, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed, holding that the plaintiffs clearly had the right to go to court. The court also accepted the plaintiffs' allegations that defendants' emissions could constitute a public nuisance, causing erosion of beaches, rising sea levels, saltwater intrusion, habitat destruction, and storm damage, and that the courts can wade into these waters. So there's a long way to go, but it's an ill wind that doesn't blow somebody something. And if you thought corporations couldn't be held liable for hurricanes, guess again. The eye of the storm is approaching. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.